Chapter 14.
Gohan stood on the edge of the battlefield, hair still stiff and blonde. It had taken a few months to get used to it. Heck, he was still getting used to it. Being able to control Super Saiyan. It was like an impossible dream, suddenly revealed as attainable, and not only attainable, but attained. Watching his father fight the monster Cell, Gohan was struck by the similarities between this new monster and his old tormentor, Frieza. It wasn't like they were physically similar. They looked nothing alike, except for their eyes. They both had the same cold, razor-sharp eyes. The mere gaze of those eyes left the impression of cold, slimy tracks across the skin. Gohan shuddered. It wasn't exactly that he feared this Cell creature. He was confident that together he and his father could defeat the monster. It was just... there was some tiny childish part of his psyche that insisted he run away and hide before it happened again. It. That vague, nameless dread that encompassed his feelings of the years he had spent with Frieza. Gohan shoved that part of himself angrily away. On the surface of his mind, far above this primal, instinctive fear, boiled a tumult of emotions. Anger, tension, hope, and a fiery, singing need that he couldn't really identify. Vegeta would have recognized it well. It was the desire for revenge. Gohan glanced at the Saiyan prince who stood watching the battle between Cell and Goku impassively. Gohan knew there was something beneath that mask he wore. After all, Gohan himself had perfected that very same mask, and his emotions had never stopped. He found himself wondering if Vegeta felt the same fear that he did, that fear originating with Frieza that he kept bottled up at the very bottom of his soul. As if seared by the force of Gohan's gaze, Vegeta turned and glared at the boy. Gohan quickly turned away. He was curious about Vegeta, felt some strange sense of kinship with him, but they were like two live wires. There were inevitably sparks when they met. Gohan knew that Vegeta would never willingly talk about his time with Frieza. He'd heard some few things about the Saiyan prince during his own period of captivity, enough to know not to push him. Gohan turned his eyes back to the battlefield, resigned that his question would never be satisfied. Goku was fighting strong, but he was getting tired. Gohan couldn't figure out why. Why wasn't his father fighting for real? Gohan watched in approval as Goku outwitted Cell, blasting the creature with a monster Kamehameha wave, disintegrating his head and upper torso. Gohan couldn't help but worry. His father seemed to be flagging. The question was, why? He must have some kind of plan. Gohan watched impassively as Cell regenerated his missing parts, as he had known he would. The others might have been fooled, but Gohan had sensed the Kai emanating from the downed monster and had been unsurprised that he had pulled himself together. Goku looked as if he were fighting rather desperately now. Gohan didn't understand. What was this? Gohan watched in astonishment as his father descended to the ground and gave up. What was this? What was going on? Gohan looked down at Goku in shock, and his father met his eyes. Goku smiled. You're up next, Gohan.
What? Me? Father expects me to be able to beat this guy?
Gohan thought in astonishment, ignoring the cries of protest from the people around him. Gohan listened a little shakily to his father's words as he convinced him, and the rest, that he could indeed fight Cell. Of course he hadn't had any trouble following their movements, but that was just because his father hadn't been using his full power, wasn't it? No, apparently not. Gohan nodded firmly and shrugged off the white cape that Piccolo had gifted him with after he had exited the Room of Spirit and Time. Floating down in front of the monster who mocked him, Gohan felt something stir within his blood. It was that strange sense of need he had felt earlier. He couldn't let it gain control. It felt wild, untamable. Struggling to keep himself in check, Gohan powered up, rejoicing in the feeling of the power running through his veins. Rejoicing in the feeling of control. Rejoicing in the surge of righteousness he felt rather than rage. Son Gohan was ready. He would fight Cell. Gohan stared down at the smashed head of Android 16 in horror. All this time he'd been holding back, trying to maintain control, and 16 had had to die for his mistake. Feeling the zipping tingle of power edging out beneath his fingernails, Gohan felt his control slipping. He let it. Screaming, Gohan threw his head back and let the rage take him. The coursing golden light exploded from Gohan's small body. His eyes were alight with a cold, intense green, but all he could see was red. This creature, Cell. He was exactly like Frieza. He caused pain and suffering wherever he went. He deserved to die. The small whimpering part of Gohan's soul curled up into a ball and retreated before this wave of red-hot anger. Almost burned away, it fled to the darkest recesses of Gohan's mind, along with any trace of mercy and most traces of rational thought. Gohan stalked his prey. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The Cell Juniors were dead. It was just that easy. But it would not be done that easy for Cell. Cell deserved to pay for what he'd done. The burning red film over Gohan's eyes distorted Cell's face, so it flickered and flashed, looking almost like Frieza to the enraged boy. He was going to pay. Gohan vaguely heard his father screaming in the background to finish him off. Right. Gohan turned calmly to face his father. He had to understand. No, he deserves to pay for all he's done, to everyone. Gohan finished silently. To me. Turning away, the boy never saw the distraught look cross Goku's face. He stalked his prey with deadly intent. The Kai signature was so similar to Frieza's in so many ways. It was the first time he'd faced this Kai signature unhindered. The first time he was predator rather than prey. Gohan's eyes narrowed on Cell as the creature began to swell, bloating to several times his normal size. His words. He was going to self-destruct? Destroy the Earth? As the words sank in, sanity rushed back into Gohan's mind with a thud, and he felt himself sink to his knees. No! Gohan choked out. Goodbye, my son. Gohan's head shot up to see his father standing next to Cell, fingertips to his forehead. Stunned realization chased shock through his brain. No! Father! Gohan's head sagged, and he felt his heart clutch spasmodically as he realized what had happened. It was too late. Goku was gone. Dead. And it was all his fault.